Module 8, A Personal Toolbox. Motivating yourself and others is something that takes no small amount of effort and can sometimes seem like a fruitless endeavor, as motivation initiatives do not always take hold immediately or at all in some cases. It is also worth mentioning that, although there are many resources on the internet for managers and team leaders seeking to motivate their employees, not all of these will work in a specific situation. It is well worth reading the best books and the best sites in order to promote ideas, but the best motivational strategy will always take some account of the exact situation where it is used, so it is worth honing yours somewhat. Building your own motivational plan. A dedicated and specific motivational plan pertaining to the circumstances in which you are trying to motivate workers is a smart move. There are countless motivational plans and structures already in existence. But one of the reasons that these motivational plans have been successful is that they were designed for specific situations. Therefore, they may not work as well in your situation. They will most likely be beneficial, unquestionably, but they could be more so if you tailor the plan to your specific needs. A good motivational plan will take account of a number of things: the identities and personality types of the people to be motivated, the time available to implement the plan, and the resources available to push the plan forward. Recognition of the parameters within which you must work is important. Few motivational plans are one-size-fits-all in nature, and the ones which are will be of limited success because they have to be less specific than they should be. A plan can be as intricate or as simple as you want to make it, but remember that the time you invest in it will be repaid by the results you get from using it. This does not mean that you need to start from scratch and construct your own motivational plan from the ground up. There are some templates you can use and a number of example plans on the internet which can be taken as a guide from which to build. In these cases, it is important to look at the elements which are transferable and those which are not. The ones which are not should then be replaced by elements which are relevant to the situation in which you wish to implement a motivational program. Encouraging growth and development. Development is something that is demanded by just about every section of our society today, and the workplace is absolutely no different in this respect. An employee who is new in the workplace will not offer the same skills and understanding as someone who has been there for 5 years, but will certainly bring some of their own qualities, including a fresher outlook. The employee will change with time, and this is to be encouraged. It is also to be encouraged that they have some input while they are new. The benefits of this are twofold. Firstly, the new member of staff is encouraged to feel part of the team, and an important part at that. Secondly, the business benefits from a fresher outlook on things. In order to encourage a new member of staff to grow as part of the business, it is worth listening to them and finding out where they see themselves fitting in. This will help in encouraging their development as a member of staff and as a person, and it will not solely benefit them. The more integrated a team is, the more smoothly it will work. The better people work together, the more motivated they will feel to continue. A lack of personal motivation for the job is one of the main reasons that people look to find work elsewhere, and a business is never helped by losing its more able members. The importance of growth and development in a business does not lie solely with its newer members. The fact is that you can teach an old dog a new trick, and the process of development need not have an absolute end. Some people are of the opinion that once you cease developing, it is time to give up. There is some truth behind this assertion, as development is a necessary byproduct of challenge. And once a job has ceased to present challenges, it is difficult to retain your motivation. Getting others to see the glass half full. A major part of motivation in the workplace has to do with ensuring that people are not discouraged by situations which are anything other than favorable. The very definition of a challenge is that it is a situation which presents some risk of failure. For many people, the fear of failure can be troubling. The challenge is in getting the fear of failure to represent as something different, the desire, the need for success. Fear of failure should not be a demotivating factor. It would be surprising for most of us if we were not to some extent scared of failing. No one wants to fail, and this fear can provide the impetus for us to make sure we succeed. More than anything, turning a bad or potentially bad situation into a good one relies on outlook. The way that this is normally verbalized is by asking whether you are a glass half full or a glass half empty person. This is in some ways just a more simplified way of separating optimists from pessimists. Optimists look at a glass of water which contains exactly half its capacity and say that it is half full, while pessimists look at it and say that it is half empty. The more people you can get to maintain a half full mindset, the better for staff motivation. There are various ways to get people to see the glass half full. Most common among these is in knowing the fact that challenges come with consequences and rewards. If you do not meet the challenge, you fear the consequences. If you do meet the challenge, you eagerly anticipate the rewards. The challenge is part of the job, so there is really no point in shrinking from it for fear of the consequences. Keeping the reward in mind is a way of seeing the glass half full and makes it far more likely that you will live up to the challenge and have a chance to share in the rewards. Case study. Jessica and Cassidy were in the midst of a discussion about employee motivation and were struggling to reconcile their lack of motivation with their surroundings. The firm had recently undergone cutbacks and was facing a series of smaller challenges, but nothing that should implement wide-scale demoralization. Jessica suggested that they talk to their employees about the problems which had arisen, and Cassidy agreed. They discovered that the employees were suffering under the weight of the challenges and have a negative outlook, until Cassidy told them about the glass-half-full concept and changed their perspective on the issues at hand. Both Jessica and Cassidy were relieved when their employees returned to work with a more positive outlook.